Welcome back to the Jennifer Caress Horror Podcast. It has been a while. I am very sorry about that. I know, it's been so long since you've had an update. And, you know, we have a winner for the first contest that we held. Her name is Dawn Rotz, and we will be reading her story here very soon. But today we have a special guest, my good friend, Peter Joseph Swanson. He is here to read to you from his fantasy book, Merlin's Charge. It's a terrific book. I highly suggest you check it out, or any of Peter Joseph Swanson's work, which of course you can find on Amazon or stonegarden.net. So take it away, Peter.
Hello, I'm Peter Joseph Swanson, and I'm an author with Stone Garden Publishing. I'm going to read from my novel, Merlin's Charge. Chapter 2. Arthur skipped ahead. I hope there's a bridge for us to cross wherever we please at Salisbury. Merlin shrugged. The whole river may have dried away by now. He stopped. You think so? Merlin looked at Arthur in irritation. That's what happens in a drought. Anyway, we have more important things to ponder. How to rid you of that sword. A boy your age looks ridiculous with something so grand. You're too young for it. He regarded Arthur's threadbare tunic that had been fashioned from a scrap of old sailcloth. Does not. I want to keep it. I need it for when I am the king. Someday. Arthur shifted the clumsy weight of the two pale wool blankets, his sword, and a small tinderbox. Merlin pointed. Ahead over that ridge is the lake I told you about yesterday, a lake deep and fed by a spring. You will go and learn a great lesson there. Arthur looked at the hilltops. A lesson? Now? Here? Like what? A lesson you'll master and use a few times in your life. A lesson that will be especially important on your last dying day of when blood foams out of your mouth. Must you put it that way? Merlin smiled. But now that we're on the topic of when you will be slaughtered, the lesson needs taught. Dying is so much work. As the king, even if your nose has been chopped clean away from your face and your innards are outside on the grass about you in disarray, and a few beloved fingers are sorely missing, you must be polite when you die and accept all the rigmarole, accolades, insipid songs, tears and kisses with great dignity and humility, and a simply phrased, thank you. Arthur winced. Because I'm so brave? Nay, it's not about you. You are but one husk of a person. I'll grow some more, I'm sure of it. All boys grow into men. Merlin pounded his staff. It's not about being a man. How common. The king is dead. The king is the land itself, at least to the small peasants. And so you must be very careful to be kind, so as to not to scare them too much. When the banshee calls your name, don't even let anybody else know you heard it, or else they'll all worry about their own name being next. In short, people only think about themselves. Arthur looked at his hand. I have to care about peasants, even in death. Wouldn't I rather care about my own poor stray fingers? It's reverence to be the king and have honor toward the peasants. Even in your own sorry passing from earth, you'll still be the king. And they'll still be beneath you and needing your strength, even as they run about the battlefield to collect your pieces and reassemble and enshroud you. if the ravens haven't already run off with the tinier pieces of you." Arthur shuddered. "And the lake will teach me how to die? But can't you teach me that later? First cast a spell and make me a fully grown-up man. First things first, please." Merlin ordered him, "Go throw your sword deep into the lake."
Thank you, Peter. That was amazing, as always. And you can find Peter's work at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or, of course, the StoneGarden.net website. And I promise to have more for you here very, 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 very soon. But until then, take care, behave, and you can find me at JenniferCaress.net. I'll talk to you guys later.